for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
There's a Friday deadline for Congress and the President to agree on a $5 billion funding plan for the border wall, or the government will partially shut down. On CBS's Face the Nation, Stephen Miller, senior advisor to President Trump, says the President isn't backing down.
The Democrat Party has a simple choice. They can either choose to fight for America's working class or to promote illegal immigration. You can't do both.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer says neither the House nor the Senate want a wall or a government shutdown.
President Trump should understand there are not the votes for the wall in the House or the Senate. He is not going to get the wall in any form. Even the House, which is a majority Republican, they don't have the votes for his $5 billion wall plan. In fact, Ryan, afraid of what's going to happen, sent all the House home till Wednesday night, a day and a half before the 2 days before the shutdown.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The White House is discounting claims by President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, that then-candidate Trump knew about payments to silence Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels. On ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, the president's current attorney, Rudy Giuliani, suggested that Cohen may be cooperating with prosecutors because he knows the president won't pardon him.
I had this specific conversation with his lawyers. That liar can say what he wants. I told his lawyers there'd be no discussion of a pardon.
Microsoft founder Bill Gates endorses privacy regulations for tech companies. Gates tells Fox News Sunday, even though his company has a value of more than $800 billion, it requires more than just money in this high-tech world. It requires responsibility.
It's led to the five most valuable companies being these tech companies. So I do think it's a vindication of the importance of technology.
The push for federal laws to regulate privacy has gained momentum as tech companies such as Facebook and Google have faced scrutiny for their gathering and handling of users' personal data. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Ukraine is cutting ties with the Russian Orthodox Church, marking one of the biggest splits in Christianity in centuries. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The Ukrainian president announcing that there is now an independent Ukrainian Orthodox Church, saying that his nation's security depends on spiritual independence from Russia. The Russian Church in October severed ties with the head of the World Orthodoxy after it recognized the independence of Ukrainian worshipers. Leaders of the church in Russia are worried that its churches in Ukraine could be seized.
Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine is standing behind her yes vote for Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Collins tells CNN's State of the Union, Planned Parenthood came after him with all they had, and he was still able to be impartial.
He was able to put that aside and rule impartially, independently. And it's notable that he was the key vote. It takes only four votes on the court to decide to hear a case like that. And despite the way he was treated by Planned Parenthood, he ruled not to hear the case.
After winning an eighth national championship in women's volleyball last night, Stanford athletic director Bernard Muir issued an apology this morning after a drawing on a chalkboard in their locker room was put on social media showing the Stanford mascot pointing a gun at Nebraska's mascot, Herbie Husker, and flipping him off. Muir calls the picture unacceptable. For USA Radio News,